It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. We got all kinds of surprises today. Big time surprises. What, are you guys too loud? Somebody messed with the audio today or what? I think it was Marissa June doing the Common Ground thingy like earlier. So anyway, I thought I had Gabby Vera today, and I still do, Lake Havasu City Parks and Rec Director. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
It's funny. I almost put you in chair two, and then he's here.
Surprise guest.
Surprise is not the word for it. You weren't even in the running this morning in the text with Allie.
Oh, I think we just wanted to set something up and bring a special guest in. And
is that it?
Just assumed that I would be here.
We went from Ron Foggan and Bill Young to Gabby only to Gabby only being here and then you being here.
Do you want me to leave?
No. You're good.
I can take a hint.
Nah, you're good. We do have another guest coming in towards the 40-ish. She'll be on around 12:45. Jody Segesser, the Republican Party chair for Mojave County, has a...
Is it Segesser or...
Segesser.
Segesser. Okay, yeah. I'm glad you said that.
Segesser.
Yeah. Segesser. Yeah. Okay, great.
Anyway, she's going to come in. She developed a new logo. I'll show it to you later. It doesn't really play well for radio, but I'll put it on my Facebook later. And it's, I'm a registered voter, and I pledge to vote. Is the campaign.
Okay.
Yes. But it's sponsored by the Mojave County Republicans. So you don't have to be a Republican to take the pledge. Mm-hmm. You just take the pledge, right?
That's awesome.
Right. Just get out and vote, because primaries, especially without Donald Trump, are notoriously light.
Yes. The off-cycle elections. Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a big topic. So I got a bunch of topics here for Gabby, but I got zilch on you except for the North Dakota State Bison.
They joined the FBS.
What's up with that? And they're in the Mountain West?
Mountain West. They have $15 million to join the Mountain West, and they have been talking about doing that, joining the FBS for lots of years. So I'm sure your listeners are very interested in the fact that North Dakota State is in the FBS Mountain West, but it's exciting to see them take that next step.
You know, it's weird for me to say this, but UNLV has played a level of football here in the past few years that's pretty dang high. They're playing very well in football and very poorly in basketball.
Okay, yeah.
So you're going to.
Weird, right?
The Bison are going to play a very good Rebels team in Allegiant Stadium, and you can go.
Yeah.
You can, but don't ask me for tickets because I don't have a contact there. So.
Okay. You don't want to, you want to go?
I'm saying don't ask me for tickets.
Okay.
Like, gotcha. We don't give UNLV tickets away here.
Perfect.
ASU?
Yeah.
You got a shot.
Yeah.
All right. So Gabby and I were talking before the show, and, there's a hot button topic right now that we won't get into because it's not resolved, but the Wheeler Park tree is another topic.
Oh, yeah.
And you said you had a little bit of news on that.
Yeah, so we're currently working with the Lake Havasu Pioneers. They've been raising funds so we can go ahead and do another tree dedication. And we're going to go ahead and plant it actually back in that same location. And we've just been working really closely with that group, and we're really excited to see what comes to fruition. We've got some plans for a tree ceremony, like a planting tree ceremony.
Right.
So a lot of cool things in store, and we just want to pay homage to, you know, the original pioneers in the community and give back and create new memories for you know, the communities that are like the people who are moving in and for those who've been here for a while.
Can we have a tree that looks as cool as the one they just pulled out of there?
Oh.
That was a cool. It's cool? A little Dr. Seuss-like, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that we've gotten great feedback on that tree. The team did some great research making sure that we found something that was going to suit the community, and it was beautiful. You could see it from space, which was great.
What? Really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, you got contact with
NASA?
The
yeah.
Space Force or what? Yeah. That's funny.
No, it was so bright, and I think it really showcased a sad moment for us having to cut down such a historical tree in the community, but
right.
To be able to do something so integral for the community with this tree going forward, we're just excited for it to be really a part of the tradition of Lake Havasu City.
Where's the new tree right now?
It's in storage.
Yeah, no, that's the weird part, yeah. Right? It's being watered. No kidding. I know somebody from the Northwest who comes here regularly in the studio, and she looked at, wow, that's a beautiful tree. And I go, you do know it's fake, right?
Oh, is that right?
And she said, we have them just like that up there, though. You know.
So then we did a great job.
In Oregon. So anyway, you had something, Jess?
Just super thankful for the Pioneers, as Gabby was talking about, to be able to work with them so closely. And they've been fantastic. We did a ceremony when the tree was taken down. And super thrilled at the participation and the words that were voiced by the Pioneers. At that time, you know, so we're embracing the next chapter when it comes to the historical integrity of that very special space. You know, the story there is pretty amazing with the Frederico tree.
Yes,
that we're talking about.
Ed Frederico,
where he was at a time when Havasu was much much smaller, and there wasn't the retail opportunities that were available. He'd go outside of Havasu and bring back gifts for Christmas for all the children in Havasu.
Wow.
And it was that tree was a part of that process.
How cool is that?
Super cool. Yeah. So we want to embrace that, continue that, and then open the next chapter.
Right. 928-854-5687. The KNTR Speak Out talk line is open, or you can text us at 928-727-5566. That is open as well. Don't see any texts yet. They had some this morning on Common Ground, so I know it's working.
Okay.
We wanted to talk about, this is really cool, Jess, but NFL flag.
Yes.
Is here.
Super
Let
cool.
me take this phone call
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, Paul, Gabby, and Jess. This is Wayne. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Wayne. Good. Good to hear from you.
Be like Wayne.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I just had one quick question about the tree. Where is the tree going to go next year, the one that we just took down?
The plan there is to move that down to the downtown area at Main Street Commons. So we'll at that point we'll have the 50-foot tree at Main Street Commons, and then we'll have a new tree planted in Wheeler Park.
Oh, man, that'll be perfect. Boy, I hope we get something going so we have a nice Main Street tree lighting ceremony. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Great.
Yeah. We could have two of them.
We'll have two of them.
And yeah,
I just like the comment, too, Wayne. It's 56 feet.
So without the star.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
It's 56 feet. The tree is 56 feet.
The tree is 50 feet, and the star is another 6 feet on top.
Holy moly.
We like to
Wow. Yeah, I believe you can see that from space.
Wayne, did you ever drive up McCulloch when that tree was up? You drive up McCulloch, and you're not to Wheeler Park yet, and you see that tree just looming there, oh, you know, in the distance?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Over the other treetops, that was pretty cool.
I thought it was gorgeous, yeah. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to that on Main Street.
Yeah, fun. Cool. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Wayne. That time flies. It won't be too long before we'll see that.
I know. We need to plan something. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. Again, be like Wayne. And Wayne donated the sink to the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. So now we have a sink. But I'll get to that later.
It's
we
fancy.
Digress. NFL flag.
Yes.
I keep hearing about and seeing all the promos on TV with the NFL during the games and that. But we have it here in Havasu?
Yes. So this was our first year. It was one of the things that I wanted us to pursue as a department when I got here. I thought it was a great opportunity. And something that, because we have such a robust program with youth sports, specifically even with our Chiefs, which do like Pop Warner football, how great to piggyback off of their season and then run a NFL flag. And the really cool thing about NFL flag is it's just that it's affiliated with the NFL, which is so great. How great for these kids to brag on that and get these official NFL jerseys. Parents get to come out and watch their kids participate in a safe and fun environment. So much so, I will say, we've seen huge success for it being our first year doing it ever. We had 180 participants registered from the age of 6 to 15.
180.
Yeah, 180.
As we start the program, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so we're already gearing up and looking at what we can do better for next year. The amount of support we've gotten from parents, whether that was them volunteering to coach or even volunteering to referee, has been a tremendous help to our department and to this program specifically. It's just great to see, because when you're out there, everyone's smiling, everyone's having a good time, and we're just excited. This last weekend was our kickoff weekend where we had our first set of games, and we're just looking forward for the next several weeks to see how we end it and what we can do better for next year.
I don't know if I've seen a flag football game in forever. Do they still kick? They kick off? Or they free kick?
No, there's no kicking.
Oh, there's no kicking at all?
No.
It's so even better.
The other side, what do you throw it? There's no kickoff? They just start from the 20 or whatever?
So what that means then, Paul, is you're going to have to come on Saturday and come check it out.
Oh, maybe I will.
Island football field.
Okay. I got it. I got a blood draw at 1 o'clock, though. So.
Oh, it's good. Don't worry. We start at like 8 or 9 in the morning.
I'm going to do my duty for Vitalant. I've got an appointment even.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So come out to watch the games and then get your blood draw.
Normally, I ask you for, we'll talk about it. If I'm up that early, we'll see. Anyway, we were talking about North Dakota State University.
Yeah.
There's actually a folder on Spotify, the NDSU football songs, but not the fight song. I don't think you guys have one.
Well, there's a fight song for sure.
There is.
Yeah. You're about to see in the come fall, buddy.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. So I just can't believe NFL. Is there a participation fee, or how do kids get signed up for that?
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that it was affordable for all of our families. So we charged $50 per participant, and this included the NFL branded jersey as well as the NFL branded flags, and those are for them to keep. So the other cool thing was, once we got our coaches assigned and we knew who was going to be coaching, they were able to actually pick their team. So we've got Seahawks out there, we've got Steelers, we got Green Bay Packers, Cardinals. You name it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No Miami Dolphins though, and no Philadelphia Eagles. So I don't know what's going on.
You know, there's little leagues in Phoenix, right? That every team has a Diamondbacks logo. It's just a different jersey or whatever, but they're all Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. It should be all Cardinals.
Well, we thought about that, but just to make it more fun and get everybody really pumped and excited.
Right.
Yeah, because now, and it's funny because you'll see kids with their mouth guards, which are a requirement of it.
Uh-huh.
Some of them have their, the NFL logoed mouth guards.
That's cool.
It's cute. They're really getting into it, and it's awesome to see. And we have plenty of girls participating too, so it's co-ed. So we've got boys and girls. It's great.
Yeah, parents, it's a great way for kids to learn how to be a team player.
Yeah.
We sure could use a few more of those in the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely right.
In some places, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, then you have teen break coming up, right?
Yeah.
Along with spring break.
Yeah, so we've got teen break coming up. That's going to start March 17th. We're really excited. We took some feedback that we received last year, and we actually met with some of the individuals who started Teen Break originally, and they gave us great insight, great input on what we could be doing differently and how to kind of target that age group. Because, I mean, let's face it, the teens are not the same as they were, 15, 20 years ago, right?
5 years ago.
Exactly.
Like when
right?
you were a teenager, Jess?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
So we've got some really great things in the work. Just think huge inflatables, great prizes. I will even say there may be a jet ski for the grand prize winner.
What?
So really, really cool things are happening, and we're really excited. We want to get the community pumped and excited. We'll start marketing for that fairly soon, and give people an inside look on what's going on with Teen Break this year. And then, of course, we have our kids' like spring break camp, which that's going to be over at Smoketree Elementary this year. And those are specifically for our elementary aged, you know, kids in our community. So that's $43 for the week, and they're going to the aquatic center to go swimming. We've got like a reptile show that's actually coming to the school. Mm-hmm. So, and then they're going to, I believe one of the marinas to go have a beach day. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about all the really cool things that are happening. The team is just diving in, and they're doing a great job.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You guys want to go to break? Real quick?
Sure.
All right. You know Rockabilly's coming up this weekend, right?
Oh, is it this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're fun. We're going to be talking to DSM okay. events tomorrow about
perfect.
Rockabilly
yeah.
and the Western Pyrotechnics Association Winter Blast that's coming up. It's like at the same time. These guys do one in the north end, or what is it, over at Windsor, mm-hmm. right? And then they do the one down at Sarah Park.
All these events are so exciting, aren't they?
But it's all DSM events right now.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah, we'll have Steve Ticknor in, we'll have Jim Russell back in, and then Chip Chalosky will come in as well. He's like the fire marshal out there,
yeah,
right?
He's in charge of those fireworks and making sure that they're
fire
safe.
Marshal Bill or yeah. Fire Marshal Chip.
Yeah.
You bet. All right, that's why I'm playing a little Jerry Lee right now, because we're going to give away two wristbands for Rockabilly.
Ooh.
That's right. And this is for Saturday. Saturday Rockabilly. Give me a call. Not the office. You can give me a call. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687 if you want a pair of Rockabilly wristbands. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got City Manager Jessica Knutson and Gabby Vetta, the Lake Havasu City Parks and Rec Director. Did I say it right?
You did a great job.
See?
I told you.
Did
honorary
it again.
Cuban.
I just wanted to hear that I did it right.
Yeah.
All right. Honorary Cuban.
Wow.
I could be Cuban Pete. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Yeah. Oh, it's getting crazy in here. I almost gave away a pair of tickets, and he's in the room. You are mischievous today. You know that?
Yeah. I thought I'd call in and prank you.
I think that's the word, mischievous, not mischievous. Some people say that. It's mischievous.
Potato, potato.
No.
Tomato, tomato.
No, that one is, there's a certain way to say it. Nonetheless.
Coupon.
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 Yeah, I like that. I was listening to a talk radio host in Vegas, and he was talking about using the coupon when you date. Do you do it or don't you? The coupon to dinner, the coupon to this, that, the movies.
Coupon.
The coupon.
He called it the coupon.
He's a funny, funny, funny guy. All right, broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink or no sink, whichever you like. We're City Maytag sponsors us. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Mojave Electric Cooperative. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Bullhead City. How about that?
Awesome.
You like that? All right. Again, we'll have Jody Segesser come in, and hopefully she's not as funny as Jess today, because Jess is like the funniest guy in the room right now.
It's a low bar.
Yeah, thanks. That's excellent. All right. Did you want to go over any programs before we go into a few things that Jess has?
How many programs are scheduled for February, Gabby?
Oh, we've got over 25 different programs, and unfortunately,
25.
Yeah, some of them are already full.
We have enough people to fill 25 programs.
And then some. The demand is there. We've seen great feedback in our culinary classes. classes that we've been doing. Today we've got our Valentine's Day three-course meal. They're doing,
Is that just kids or adults?
That's
or
adults.
Both?
That one's adults.
Dude, I should take that.
It's full now, so you're stuck.
If I took a culinary class, the fast food business in this town would probably collapse.
I remember talking to you a couple of months ago when you had a new air fryer.
Oh, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Dude, no, I have it mastered. Yeah. I even make bacon in it.
Yeah, it's easy. You put bacon on it, turn it on, yeah.
No, I mean, you could overcook things very easily in an air fryer.
So you got it down.
Yeah.
I'm a master of the air fryer.
I am a fry master.
We'll be hiring soon for recreation leaders.
Sure.
So if you want to go ahead and start offering some air fryer
class with Paul LaVoy.
Wow. I'm taking a beating in here. Jody, hurry up. Anyway, what I didn't realize they were for adults. I always think of kids for your program.
So I think one of the misconceptions about our department in particular is that we're just strictly youth-based. And we take care of everybody in the community, from youth, teens, adults, to active aging adults. And we've got anything from, like we spoke about earlier, our culinary classes. We've got esports, so we've got video games. We've got aerobics, water aerobics, you know, kayaking, line dancing in the park, which... We are running out of space in our community center. We've got them doing it at the London Bridge stage. We had over 30 individuals yesterday line dancing outside.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we've just seen some great turnout and great feedback on our programs. And, I mean, our mobile recreation unit, which I think we talked a little bit about the last time I was on here, I mean, we had over 40 to 50 people out last week doing rock painting at Rotary Park. And this is just a drop-in. It's free to the community. We had people of all ages out there.
Can you explain them what that is? So basically, you're taking the activities to the park, right?
Yeah. But,
the BLM's not going to shut me down or anything for doing that. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah.
So and how we'd look at this is it's like park activation. So one of the things that we've looked at is our community center, although it's fantastic, it's not as easily accessible unless you have a car. You're crossing a major highway. So one of the things that we looked at was, well, how can we bring recreation to the community? So we're looking at some of our smaller parks, Avalon, Realtor, Jack Hardy, some of those parks that aren't necessarily being utilized to their full capabilities, and we're dropping our mobile recreation unit there, and we're bringing that mobile recreation and recreation in general to those parks. So it allows people in the community, if you want to just go for a walk and you live, you know, maybe down the block from Avalon, you know, put your kid in the stroller, walk your dog, and go meet us down there and get involved in some of these free programs that we're offering.
Okay. We do have a text on the KNTR Talk text line if you want to text in a question. 928-727-5566. This one sounds kind of serious, actually. Does the Parks and Recreation Director live in Lake Havasu City? And if not, do you plan on moving here? And how many days a week do you work in town?
You know, there's been a lot of, you know, conversation out there in terms of, like, the days of the week and so forth. We have a lot of employees that... live in Lake Havasu City. We have a lot that that commute in, so we have a very broad brush when it comes to trying to attract the best and the brightest to Lake Havasu. But Gabby, you're here throughout the week. I see you on the
weekends. I don't think we'd be able to have all this great stuff if we weren't here.
Right. No, for sure. So the number of programs and activities and all those things that are happening. I'm incredibly proud of Gabby and her team. So,
okay.
And how that works out. But, you know, Gabby doesn't live in Lake Havasu City, but her heart is obviously in Lake Havasu City, right. And all the great things that are occurring are because Gabby is working in Lake Havasu City.
Cool. Sorry, I can't control the text. But
okay.
But no, are there plans to move here, though?
So I have a significant other, and he actually works in Parks and Recreation, too. So that's what makes it really interesting, you know. But I love it here. I love, you know, coming to work every day. I have a great team. We've built huge successes. I'm proud of everything that we do. So... eventually that would be fantastic. We'll just have to see if that's in the cards as far as for my significant other.
Hey, Jess, you made a good point about NFL flag. if it was an NFL flag Cardinals league.
Well, I'd wait to show up and watch the games on Saturday because it might be the only time you can see the Cardinals win.
Or people cheering for them.
Oh, we're cheering for them. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know.
We love our Cardinals.
I read a story, rather. There's a big blockbuster trade that's brewing right now for Kyler Murray. And the Steelers, the Browns, and the Vikings are three possible destinations for K1. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be, you know what, I'll have a party when that happens.
I mean, Brissett was able to throw the ball real well last year.
Yeah. I think there's better out there, and maybe he's a Band-Aid for, you know, who knows, maybe Manning will come, you know, the year after.
There, with Arch, yeah.
Arch Manning. Yeah, yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
So there you go. What's happening with the council meeting tonight as far as big items go?
Yeah, so council meeting tonight, second and fourth Thursday or Tuesday of every month at 5:30. So always encouraging folks to attend the council meeting and learn about what the city is up to. And there's some opportunities, obviously, to provide input and feedback. Catch us online and as well, and either live or on demand at a later time. But we do have a lot of good things on the agenda this evening, a lot to do with our infrastructure in particular, and making sure that we're putting our residents in a good place for success for the long term. These things are very, to me, super exciting because we're able to look at solutions for our horizontal collector well. That's our big well that the city has. At one time, we were doing 80%+ of all the water was coming from one location. That was a horizontal collector well. The city...
Horizontal?
Horizontal. So you have a large well that goes down, I think it's 180 feet. And then you got fingers that go lateral, that go in each direction at different depths, that are collecting the water and bringing it to our homes and our businesses here. The city did a fantastic job in doing the proper planning to make sure that we had all their alternative sites for wells. And we were super lucky that we put all that into place at the time that we did, because we started having some problems with our horizontal collector well. Again, at the time, a well site that was producing 80-some percent of all the water in Lake Havasu City. So now we're doing some repairs on the horizontal collector well to bring that into service. We want to have continuous backup, and we don't want to run into issues. Shoot, that we just saw across the lake or across the river with our friends over there, where they're boiling water and bringing in bottled water because they don't have clean water for their community. So everything we can do to make sure that we're in the best possible spot. And so tonight we're going to be by some new well pumps. Now, I got to give credit to our Public Works Department, because we first started looking at solutions for the repairs for the horizontal collector well. We were looking at $5 million in estimates that were identified in the budget. And kudos to Ron Foggan, kudos to Tim Kellett, kudos to our CIP team that are involved. But we're spending, of that $5 million originally programmed, even with the new pumps that we're talking about tonight, will be under $1 million.
Oh, wow.
And repairs to bring that collector well up to where the standards need to be. So that we'll talk about that tonight. And we're starting our crack seal program, and that we'll be talking about that tonight with the award of the contractor for that. 200 lane miles in Havasu will be identified for crack seal. Sealing those cracks are very important, so to keep moisture out of the road, and we don't want to.
At least it's not chip seal.
It's crack seal.
Yeah. right.
Chip seal is an important aspect of what we do.
I understand.
But it's no longer the only thing that we do.
Okay.
So, and I can talk about Acoma here in a little bit too, because there's a lot of construction occurring over there. But those are a handful of things. Or the calling for the election is coming up. We just had the new bill that was went into law that's moving everything up 2 weeks. So we want to make sure those dates are identified and everybody understands those. But we'd be calling for the election, regardless. But now with the new dates, it's even more important for people to understand that we'll be looking at a July primary, not an August primary.
I can't help but notice on a lot of the downtown streets the newness, number one, and yeah. I understand they were sealed. I remember when they did that. Yeah. It was something against degradation, and that they were supposed to last a little bit longer, correct?
Yeah, you put a protective layer on top of a asphalt, and it extends the life of it, and that's super important. If we're going to invest the dollars that we are into our roads, we want to make sure that we're protecting those. That HA5 is something we did in the downtown and throughout the community, London Bridge Road and other areas, London Bridge itself, the roadway there. That was a lot of inconvenience when we put that down, because it can't be touched for 24 hours. But now we were able to enjoy a long-lasting roadway that's going to be look good for several years. So new asphalt goes down within a year or two. We want to make sure we're doing the preservation and the seal coat, if you will, for those projects. Acoma Boulevard is a big deal, right? And
It's well traveled.
It's well traveled. The goal with that entire project that's underway right now, that people are going, why is it taking so long, and why is there so bumpy, and why is my coffee get spilled when I drive to work in the morning?
Because you're driving too fast.
Well, and we're replacing large sections of the water main on Acoma, and we are putting in new laterals. We're working with Unisource and other contractors to make sure that they're getting the things that they need done underground. And when that's all said and done, we're going to be milling and putting down brand new asphalt on Acoma from 95 to 95.
Oh, very good.
So throughout the entire community. So that's a big, big deal. Half the dollars for the roadway are in this year's budget, and the other half are in next year's budget as of July 1st. But we're trying to combine and use those dollars in a way that is one project will save some dollars and be a better way of doing things for the motorists and our citizens.
The last time the mayor was on, I don't think I hit a nerve or anything, but it just seemed like the swimming pool, the second pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are it seemed like it went, you know, downhill like a nice smooth slalom race, right? And then all of a sudden, what happened?
You know, the conversation for the outdoor pool is something that we talked about probably at four or five different council meetings, and in addition to the budget work sessions and that was discussed. So we talked about extensively at the council. We had a lot of good input coming from the public and what that means, and should we do it, should we not do it. The council made a decision at a meeting about 2 months ago,
right,
to table it and to reconsider it and for the CIP, the five-year CIP moving forward.
Ah.
So we'll have some budget work sessions that'll start up in March and April, I believe, are the April for sure, if not sneak into March a little bit too, and we'll revisit all of that. So, you know, we talk about the CIP, it's programming 5 years worth of projects,
yeah,
and we got to make sure that it's fully funded. I always talk about making sure that if the shoebox represents the dollars the city has, we need to identify projects that fit within that shoebox that we can do.
Gotcha.
So is it outdoor pool? Is it, we talked about a splash pad down at Rotary Park, which is something that to be considered as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of conversations in the last several years, and more so recently with all the user groups. Should we be looking at ball fields sooner than later? We have ball fields identified within the city's CIP, but right now for year five, if we move up ball fields, should we push back the outdoor pool? Should we keep the pool where it's at? So we have all these different things. That,
it's a want need, isn't it?
Well, what fits in the shoebox? What are our mm-hmm. priorities? We have X amount of dollars, X amount of taxpayer dollars that we have to program and use for the benefit of the community and our residents. So which of these projects fit in that
right.
shoebox?
Does that second pool help you quite a bit if it comes to fruition?
I mean, second pool, ball fields, you name it, I think we could benefit really from both, but we
sure.
just have to work off of what we can afford.
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to take a phone call?
That'd be great.
Be the last one because I got to bring Jody on.
Yeah.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi. I'd like to enter the drawing for the Rockabilly.
The drawing?
For the contest.
She wants tickets.
Well, we don't have
a
drawing.
I have one.
I have one pair left, but I'm going to save them either for tomorrow or Thursday.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
I'll try again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I was wondering, we had a drawing and no purchase necessary and all that, right?
Nope, that'd be good.
No, I mean, there would be official rules.
What about Humbug? You know, somebody called and wanted some tickets, and you told them no?
Well, that's just the way it goes, right?
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah.
Here's the tickets, and
you'll have more opportunities coming up.
I wouldn't say my show, but my rules. There you go. All right, thanks for being here, you guys. Really, really appreciate you, Gabby Vera. I'm gonna thank her first because she was here first, and she was the subject of all the texts, right? And then, oh, Jess, what are you doing here? And he's like, what, you don't want me here? Of course I want you here. Jess Knutson, city manager for Lake Havasu City. And we're going to bring Jody back next. You guys know Jody, right? We had to get her out of the green room. She gets really restless. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. A little bit more rockabilly. This is Wild Child by Lee Rocker. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
I don't have blue today. You know, sometimes when I wear blue, Jody, I'll wear gray pants or the kind of jeans-ish. I don't know what they call these new ones. They're kind of smooth, but they're, you know, Wrangler. But then I have Dallas Cowboy colors on, and it's just, yeah, then I hate myself.
Loser.
What?
Loser.
Aren't you a Cowboys fan?
I'm not. I'm a Minnesota fan.
Oh, I thought you were, like, because you're from West Texas, I thought everybody was either Cowboys or Oilers.
No, I was brainwashed.
Well, they're not Oilers now, they're Texans.
Yeah.
I still want to call them the Houston Oilers.
Well, they always will be.
So. Right. God, who is that coach? Well, Bum Phillips. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com, by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, by Laughlin Ranch, also Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget to buy local, or it's buy local. And I've got Jody Sagaser here. She is the Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair, sitting in our third chair, so you're not sharing any headset today, right? Nobody used your headset today.
No.
It's kind of a big deal with some guests, believe it or not, even this far after the pandemic, or the plague, as some people call it.
You know, sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, even with germs, huh? Yeah. That's funny.
That's how we build
it. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, Marissa Jin just had a pretty bad bug, so.
Oh, well, I'm glad over here.
Nah, she's not contagious anymore. I wouldn't even let her near the building when she was. She's going to come here and smack me in a minute. But you were playing around with AI a little bit, and you're not a graphic artist by any means.
No.
You told me this.
Yeah.
But I think you are now that I look at this thing. I can't really put it to words to where I could describe it any better than you can. But it says, I'm a Mojave County voter, and I pledge to vote in the midterms.
Yes.
It's backed by the American flag, state of Arizona, and sponsored by Mojave County GOP. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, it's something I've been kicking around for a little bit, and I'm trying to get to reach the voters. We have the numbers. We have the numbers to win and to motivate them that the midterms are just as important as a presidential, even more important because it's a lot of our local races. And all politics is local. When you spend most of your dollars, your tax dollars, it's usually at the city or the county level and the state. Now, we did a great job of getting Trump elected. We had an overwhelming voter turnout, but typically we drop to 32 to 36% of the voter population in the midterms, and people don't understand why the midterms are so important. What happens when you drop that low, you're letting very few people control the narrative.
Okay.
And they choose your candidates for you. And if you don't like and you don't want to vote, and, you know, I heard that a lot at the swap meet this week, and I'm not registered to vote, it doesn't matter. It does matter because we have strength in numbers. People are very energized. I mean, I can't even remember how many candidates we have for city council right now.
We had 10 that pulled packets. I don't think any of them are verified yet because they can't turn in their signatures
yet.
Yep.
So we, you got 10 candidates running, and they're all trying to get the signatures in, and people are trying to get to know them to make informed decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another group of people who are like, it doesn't matter, and it does matter, and I need you to vote. And it's important in Mojave County that you vote because we offset crazy Maricopa. And I know I've beaten that drum a lot, but if we turn out the vote, then we offset our crazy neighbor to the south.
How much does it take to offset that vote out of Maricopa? I've heard three times, like Kerry Lake, for example, run, and I think I've said this on the air a couple times, Kerry Lake against Katie Hobbs did not get three times. She didn't triple her up, in other words. There's a double up and a triple up. If you triple up, then you have a better chance, or it's guaranteed that you offset Maricopa?
Yes, 3-1.
3-1.
So, that's why we're so important. I mean, I love Mojave County. It's a red county. We have red voters. We just have to motivate them to turn up for a midterm. They turned up for the presidential. 100. I mean, they're just great. 100%. They turned out for us, and we're so happy that they did. Now we have to take back our state.
Right. I'm not worried about CD9.
Nope, we're good.
Not at all with Paul Gosar.
You know, he actually brought in more votes than Trump.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In Mojave County.
In Mojave County.
Because there's also some votes coming out of Maricopa, right, where mm-hmm. Buckeye is.
Yep.
Buckeye's part of the district.
It's that squirrely little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CD9. But then you have LG30, Legislative District 30. You have two state reps, and you have one state senate.
Yep.
Right? And the state senator is going to, running for that is Leo. Who's running against Leo?
Nobody
in the primary, right?
Nobody in the primary. Nope.
So nobody's trying to primary him. But John Gillette is not running in the primary.
Correct.
So John Gillette stepping down. He will be on the show, by the way, two Fridays from now.
Excellent. Always always a lesson in election law with John.
So who is running in the LD30 on the Republican side in the primary?
Okay, so we got David Rose.
Mm-hmm.
We have
Strecker?
Caroline Strecker.
Yeah.
We have Grace Hecht.
Okay.
We have Catherine Lopez.
Rajanimi.
Rajanimi.
Uh-huh.
I'm Finnish, and I still have a hard time
it's
with that
Rajanimi.
Name.
Uh-huh.
Rajanimi. And then I forgot someone. Oh, Mike Canusio.
Oh, Mike Canusio's in the race,
yep.
too. Wow. Okay. So, five?
Five.
So that'll take, in the 29 range to probably qualify.
Yeah,
for the general.
And
is that the top two?
It's top two. So it's game on. And they're out meeting. I mean, every candidate is working their district. They're working, going to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
They're attending the clubs. They're doing community outreach. I mean, they are doing a phenomenal job, in my opinion, of trying to reach the voters.
So the other big reason I wanted to have you on the show is because just recently, Friday, I believe it was, Governor Hobbs signed the bill to move the primary back 2 weeks, which moves everything back.
Moves everything back.
Talk about what is everything?
Everything back. So that means our primary now starts July 21st.
Wow.
Yes. So we've had to do some schedule changes.
What does this mean for people trying to get signatures to get on the ballot?
It moves it up. So the 21st, February 21st through March, I can't remember the March date, is you have to finalize your packet. So that moves everything up. So now we're scrambling to get all our candidates qualified by the signatures. In the state of Arizona, you have to have a certain amount of signatures depending on the race that you're running in.
Right.
It's a formula from how many voters, and for the state, there's actually a chart on Lydia's webpage. It shows you how many signatures they have to have.
She's talking about the county recorder.
County recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go out there, and you got to hustle. You need to get the signatures. They have to be valid signatures. So you can do eQual, which is an online petition. And what I love about eQual, it's one and done. You go in there, you enter your information, it verifies your identity, you put in who you want to put your signatures for, and it puts them forward as a candidate. You can also do a paper candidate, paper signature. So we have been out at the swap meet collecting signatures for all kinds of candidates. We've had city council people come out. We've had the LD30. We have people collecting for Secretary of State. We have people collecting for, they were collecting for Biggs at one
right.
point. So even Gosar, you know, everybody has to qualify in a signature.
And there's an eQual link on my Facebook page, probably on yours as well.
There is, a MojaveCountyGOP.com.
Right, right. It's right there. You can go, and you go down, there's any number of candidates are on there. It's just about every race.
Yes. And the interesting, now that we've had people join into the race late, you can fill out a form to have your signature removed, and you get it notarized, and then you mail it into the Secretary of State, and they will actually remove you from that list, and you can put your name up for another list.
Are you surprised that a voter like myself that is not registered to either party has that on his Facebook page?
No, because you're part. I'm going to bring you over.
I'm a PNT.
I'm going to, you know, in Mojave County, there's 45,000 PNDs.
But here's the interesting part. As a PND, so you put your driver's license number on that page, and it brings up what races you can sign for.
Correct.
You can sign petitions for. So there was a lot of different candidates that I could not endorse but sign their petition.
Correct.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And that helps clarify who you can vote for and who you can't vote for.
Absolutely.
That's one of the things we're trying to do for the primary, explain to everybody if they're a Republican who they can vote for in the primary, and a P&D, because we have open primaries in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And
so as a P&D, am I requesting a certain ballot? Or do I say, well, I'm going to vote Democrat or I'm going to vote Republican? Or does it matter?
You're going to say Republican.
Well, I know that. I understand that. I don't want to vote for actual people that I know who they are.
Yeah, so you have to pick a ballot at that time.
Okay. But they will ask you, pick a side.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. I like that. Good information.
You like that? Let me tell you, tell you it's bad?
So what's bad?
So if you go in the primary and you pick a Republican ballot, then in the general, you can go and pick a Democratic ballot.
Why would I do that? The general election, you vote for either.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about Carrie Lake.
Both are on the ballot.
So you take the Carrie Lake data.
Uh-huh.
Carrie Lake was projected to win. So what they did is win the primary. So they put her in the primary, and we had a lot of P&Ds cross over and vote for her for the primary.
Okay.
And then they switched back and voted for Gallego in the...
Really?
Yep.
No, it's not surprising. Have you ever... this is an observation, and you'll like this observation, but you ever seen two freshman senators who try to get more mic time than these two?
Yes.
Gallego and Kelly?
Yeah.
I've never seen such a thing.
And
usually they know their place.
Well, they seem... Well, because they're both jockeying to run for president. That was always their goal.
Ruben Gallego?
Yeah, he's been out in Ohio. He went out and did some test balloons out in Ohio in Iowa this spring.
Wow.
Did you not know that? Yeah.
As a former Marine, he is way more liberal than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Way more liberal.
Yep.
So that's my opinion, folks.
Yeah, right. So he's not testing well, so now they're going to Kelly.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. The spaceman.
Spaceman.
Right? All right.
Rocket man.
Thanks for being here.
Always.
You sure cleared up a lot of questions.
Yeah. Make the pledge.
All right. This is your favorite show anyway, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jody. I appreciate it. All right, folks. We're going to take this right up to the top of the hour. I'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.